There are definitely obstacles and inequalities about being a woman in science. I remember in high school, my head physics teacher, he basically gathered all the girls up, because we were about half-half back then, doing biology and chemistry. And he told them that women shouldn't be in science, and that he's only here to teach the boys. So,
Really? Yeah.
I mean, he was very old-fashioned, and this is, you know, 15 years ago, but I still think that there is discrimination in science, maybe not as bad as it was back then, and the discrimination nowadays is maybe a bit more unconscious. Things like a study recently showed that women in STEM subjects have to be 2.5 times more productive than their male colleagues.
2.5?
So yeah, that means 2.5 times more funding, more papers, more conference presentations, and at the same time, they're actually invited less to be keynote speakers or to do big collaborations. So all these things really add up and play a role. And also, women aren't promoted as often as men. So that's the what I would say is the main problem of this leaky pipeline. So up until university, you almost have 50-50 representation. And then that's when that's when people start to drop out, which is a real shame. And these are the things, these unconscious biases are the things we need to address. Definitely.